The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Good morning, Trinidad and Tobago, 18 after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's get into our interview this morning, as we have a guest in studio this morning with us, giving us some insight, as we always do from time to time, Mr. Antonio Prescott, who's a lecturer at CTS College. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Pull that microphone closer to you.
Okay.
Just pull it. The whole arm, right? Yeah. You good there?
Nice. I'm good, yeah.
All right, good. So welcome to the program on the Morning Rumble here. I don't know if you're an avid listener.
I'm an avid listener.
You hear the bacchanal at the stage.
I know the bacchanal.
Yeah, the drama real, boy. Well, this morning, I was talking to the listeners this morning about, you know, these people that drive on that walk the highways in dark clothing, and they just don't care. 5 deaths over the weekend. 4 is them to blame. But we're talking on a different side this morning. We complain about gasoline prices, we complain about diesel prices, and yet CNG, when you do the conversion, it seems to be giving you problems. But have we ever delved into hybrid vehicles and understand what it does? So this gentleman here is going to speak to us on that. So let's kick the conversation off very quickly as we ask you, what is a hybrid vehicle?
Basically, in layman terms, a hybrid vehicle is a vehicle that uses ICE, which is basically an internal combustion engine, and also an electric motor. And that is what conforms into a hybrid vehicle. A hybrid vehicle, as they say, may be fuel efficient, may be environmentally friendly, fewer emissions that will generate from the vehicle. But do we look at the cost of maintaining a hybrid vehicle? I just want to say this, right? A lot of sales representatives that sell hybrid vehicles, they will tell you about the features of the vehicle, which is awesome, but do they tell the customer about the maintenance of the vehicle, what needs to be done over a period of time so that they wouldn't incur in a loss?
No, I'm happy that you're going to have this discussion this morning. So to the listeners out there this morning, there is something I need to do very quickly before we seriously start. Right. So now that that is happening, I want to remind persons this morning, as we say good morning, we are chatting with Anthony Prescott, who is a lecturer at CTS College in car sales, and he's a car sales trainer as well. We're going to talk to you about the new car care do's and don'ts. We have identified what a hybrid vehicle is. It's a combination between gasoline and electric. All right, now, what is the difference between a fully electric car and a hybrid outside of the gasoline factor?
Okay, so fully electric vehicle basically utilizes fully electric, which is electric motors that govern by. And then with a hybrid vehicle, it's partial gasoline and then partial electric, which will be electric components. So that's the difference there in layman's terms.
We got that down, right?
Yeah.
So one vehicle you're plugging to charge, and the other one, we're going to get that question answered now. So I have driven hybrid cars before. Before we get to the maintenance factors of it, I want persons to get this information in. I've driven hybrid cars before. And one of the things I noticed is that under a certain mileage or kilometers in terms of traveling, I would be on electric mode. But if I accelerate, I go to gas. And electric mode basically is somewhere around 40 kilometers per hour, somewhere in that vicinity.
Right.
I did notice when I come to a standstill at a traffic light or even in traffic, the vehicle shuts off. It's strictly electric. It's silent.
Yeah. And you know why it shuts off? Because it's going to regenerate the battery. Because remember now, with a hybrid vehicle, it needs to put energy into the battery. So each time you stop is when it is now the hybrid is working and it putting regeneration into the battery so that it's charging itself.
I'm trying to understand here before we get to the other do's and don'ts. With a regular vehicle, the alternator charges the battery.
Correct. And in a hybrid vehicle, you do not have an alternator. You have electric motor, which governs alternator and other components in order to recharge the battery. So in a hybrid vehicle, the life of the vehicle is the battery. It's the most expensive component in the, well, not the engine, because the battery most of the times will be at the back seat, underneath, mm-hmm. per se, under the carpet, or actually it might be in the back of the seat itself, according to the different brand of vehicles, per se.
I have a caller burning to get in on the program, boy. Hello, good morning.
Thanks for taking the score quickly. But boss, is the cause of these vehicles blowing up and catching on fire because the combination of electric and gasoline?
All right, we're going to get that question answered.
One more question, the battery, how much battery, and what is the cause of a battery? Thanks a lot.
All right, okay. So we get into those questions. Let's talk about the blowing up. We'll get to the cost of the batteries after.
So this is facts, and it's more prone for a fire with a hybrid vehicle than a gasoline vehicle. Why is that? Because anything electrical will create a fire. I'm not saying here, and I don't want car brands to take this a wrong idea, It's more prone because they have electric components mixed with gasoline. And if it is, you do not do the regular maintenance, eventually it could go into a fire.
All right. So fire.
So you understand what I'm saying? It's prone to. I'm not saying that hybrid vehicle burn down regularly. It happens. If we look at statistics, a hybrid vehicle tend to burn down more than a gasoline vehicle. Like statistics, if it is you want to Google, or if it is you want to utilize ChatGPT.
All right. Okay. So basically, a hybrid vehicle is more susceptible to burning down.
Correct. Than a gasoline.
Than a regular gasoline vehicle.
Because of the electric components combined with gasoline, which is a hybrid vehicle.
All right. Let's get to the information that is hidden from us. We get all the features, what this hybrid can do. Mm. It's quiet. It minimizes the usage of gasoline. It helps you with the bill, even though I tend to disagree somewhat, because if you're driving at 100 kilometers per hour on our highways, you are going to be using gas. It's not going to be electric.
Yeah.
So you're burning the same fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So how is that saving me money other than if I drive in real slow? Because I have noticed if I crawl in, let's say I start the vehicle, which starts very quietly, and I rolling at 30 kilometers per hour. That's basically my foot not really on the pedal. The car is propelling itself, more or less. I touch it lightly. I am not using gas. But once I mash that pedal and I accelerate, I switch over to gas mode, the engine comes on, and I'm burning gas as usual. How is that saving me money?
So hear this. In Trinidad and Tobago, our island is very small. But when we think about larger markets, like internationally, US, UK, when you have to make a drive from state to state, you will save. But in Trinidad, moving from one point, whether it be from Arima to Chaguanas to Port of Spain, you're not really saving the way that you would think that you would save. If that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But still it doesn't. Let me get to this part with you, because I want to clear up some of these misconceptions. Mm-hmm. At what stage does you said long distance, right?
Right.
State to state, overseas. Longer travel,
yeah.
How is that burning less fuel or saving as opposed to me traveling shorter distances in Trinidad? At what stage does the car move from electric mode to, in other words, I don't want to be a two-fold question. When you are driving on electric mode with a hybrid, what speed, if there is any at all, or is it only when you mash the X, will the car switch over? I was told initially that if you drive up to, I think, 70 kilometers per hour, 70 to 80 kilometers per hour, you will be on electric mode only.
Right.
That has proven false.
Yeah. Understood.
So,
but with long distance now, it kicks into the electric, where from one point to the next, short distances is more gasoline that you're utilizing. And that's something on the international market. And it even was said by experts that you wouldn't really save much when it is that you do short distancing compared to long distancing. In terms of when it is it kick in, I may not know that exact time frame per se, but when you look at that short distances, you're not really saving that much. And then when you think about the cost factor as well in terms of maintenance, because with an electric vehicle, you need to maintain the lithium battery. It's lithium nickel metal it's made of. And it has a cooling filter. And that cooling filter should be serviced within 2 to 3 months because you remember debris, you remember like a lot of dust from the vehicle, because imagine that it's in the back of the vehicle, sometimes even underneath the carpet, so that's a lot of dust accumulating. So when it is a lot of dust and debris accumulate, that now will cause the vehicle after a time, the battery itself, to heat up, which will overheat, and that could lead into a fire. So regular maintenance is extremely important. And with a lithium nickel metal battery, you need to maybe utilize more AC than usual, because if you have that in your vehicle and you're not utilizing AC, then after all the dust particles will come into it. So you look at it from a point of view when you're thinking that you're saving, but when you utilize AC, obviously you need to utilize more the consumption of the engine and also of gas as well. So you're spending more per se.
Wow. I have more questions. Eh? Hello, good morning.
Morning. Durbasa here. You know, a couple of years ago, I was in the market and I looked at a hybrid vehicle and I was told that that little engine that they have sitting there does not actually run the vehicle but recharges the battery. And that made sense to me. But you're speaking here of an earlier version of the hybrid vehicle where the engine would also kick in to run the wheel as opposed to charge the battery. Am I getting it clear? Are we talking about the same thing? Can I buy one of those vehicles where the engine runs the wheels as opposed to charge the battery? Or, you know, it's a bit confusing here.
It is.
It is confusing because...
All right. Thank you, Durbasa.
Thank you.
All right.
Remember, we have hybrid, and then after, we have the hybrid that you could plug in to charge. And then you have the part that it could charge the battery, the car itself doing that charging, when I mentioned when you stop. And then you have electric. So it will be confusing because it's so many different tier levels to this, but the topic is really on hybrid per se.
Right. So let's keep on that. Let's talk a little bit about what the sales reps don't tell you, because they tell you about the sunroof, they tell you about the you're in an AX model, so you have better cushion, bucket seats,
correct.
The stereo system. You have a 10.5 display,
mm-hmm,
TV in your screen where you could it's Android. You could hotspot your phone, and they tell you about all these fancy features.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that you think customers need to know when they are purchasing a hybrid?
So, for example, it have a particular vehicle. I wouldn't say any name.
Mm-hmm.
But when it is that the battery is failing, the AC in the vehicle do not work. And that's crazy. So that means now you can say, well, I may not look to fix the hybrid battery, because then after, how would you feel cool in this hot tropical climate that we're in? So sometimes it's like you double spending, and a battery, because the guest asks how much for a battery for some of these vehicles, it range from, I would say, 15 to 20,000.
What?
15 to 20,000 for your battery.
From $15,000 to $20,000.
Correct.
To replace the battery.
To replace the battery, yeah. To replace the battery with a new one. Yeah.
Okay. How often do you need to maintain the battery?
Okay. Servicing the battery should be once per year. But I mentioned about it have a cooling fan, and some of them are carbon filter, and that needs to be cleaned 2 to 3 months, because if it is you do not clean that often and the debris and the dirt get into that, then after it could affect the battery, cause it to overheat, and that's why we would see some vehicles being burnt and it start from the back, not the front. Because
wow.
The battery is in the back of most hybrid vehicles.
When you buy these new vehicles and your battery should be serviced at least once every 3 months.
No, once every year.
Once every year.
But a cooling system should be serviced every 2 to 3 months.
What's the cooling system?
The cooling system is basically a fan that cools the battery.
Where that is located?
that will be located right onto the battery itself.
So what you're doing with that fan?
That you're taking out that fan and it's wash like it. Wash it out, clean it out and so forth, and then you put it back in, because that fan, it's helping to cool the battery. And obviously any fan, you know, like a filter, that is, will accumulate dirt, like just like the air filter. But when you are cleaning that fan, you need to clean or change your air filter and also your AC filter, because what people don't understand about this hybrid battery is that it needs to be cool in its entirety, meaning not just the fan, which part the hybrid battery is, but also your air condition, also your air filter. And you need to check to see if you have any coolant leaks, because if it is that you have any coolant leaks, that could obviously create an overheat. So everything with hybrid is all about maintaining that battery to be cool. And living in the tropical climate, we at a disadvantage because it's very hot. So that's why, for example, you may see a vehicle caught on fire. It may be gasoline, it may be hybrid, but it will be more prone to hybrid vehicles than gasoline vehicles. And that's something that I want persons to know, because why hybrid vehicles will be caught on fire? Because it's made up of electric and also gasoline. And when that two mix, what will happen?
Wow. I have a question for you, but let's take this call quickly. Good morning.
David, thanks again. I'm so good, but I'm going to ask this gentleman, yeah, I'm very interested in hybrid, because gasoline is really, really strong nowadays. Which one of the vehicles now, these modernized vehicles, have no engine? Yes, vehicle with no engine. No piston, no injection, nothing. But it's like, it keeps going.
Okay.
No, thanks a lot.
So what I would say is that I'm here not to talk about any brand, so I wouldn't call any brand name concerning what you mentioned there. We're just talking about hybrid, so I wouldn't be able to answer that question on air.
Noted. When it comes down to the maintenance of these vehicles, all right, you are simply saying that more is needed.
Correct is right.
To deal with this vehicle as opposed to a regular vehicle, because you're talking about every 2 to 3 months clean my cooling fan,
mm-hmm,
and change the filter in the battery,
yes, mm-hmm,
plus change my AC filter as well.
Okay, yeah, correct.
And then, mm-hmm, also make sure I have no coolant leaks.
Correct.
You have a radiator in those cars? Yes. So yeah, make sure everything.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And hear this, right? It have a particular car, right? New series, shut down on the highway, all check lights came on, and then when it went to the garage, it was something called the ERG, which is basically the engine exhaust, the engine exhaust recirculation unit. That's what it's called. And that need to be changed because the car just automatically shut down on the highway and it had to go by the shop. And that unit, it tend to be stuck inside. So when that's stuck inside, it wouldn't be able to generate the battery to be charged up. So it just basically drained on the highway and shut down. And this happened to a few vehicles, new vehicles, and I'm not sure if persons are aware that these things are happening.
Wow. We can't call brands, eh? Good morning.
Hey, JP, morning.
Morning.
I listened to your guest here. Not too long tuning, so I can't do this topic on the podcast. But what I'm not hearing is, before a battery is actually deemed to be replaced, rather than you can't repair it no more to get any silver out of it, the cell starts to go bad.
Correct.
It tends to be a bit costly to repair. Some you just have to actually replace. After a period of time, what is recommended is you do a recondition of the entire battery. This can also be a bit costly. And then the cells start to go bad from the outside going into the middle. So, I own a hybrid, and doing service on it, that's what I've been told by the technician. Now, these cells, when they start to go bad from the outside, they don't hold the charge or they don't take the charge, thereby rendering the ones in the middle, the charge doesn't transfer to the middle then. So it charges from the inside going into the middle. And this can lead to a lot of problems where the transitioning from the hybrid to the gas gives a little problem and the vehicle doesn't function as it should. And it could be a bit frustrating driving and in a particular brand as well. You know, so while there may be short-term benefits or immediate benefits, I think in the long term, the cost catches up or it tends to be a bit more. But I'd like to hear a little bit more on how the cells charge, replacing the cells, and an entire recondition of the battery to make it fully serviceable again. I'd listen up here. Thank you.
Okay, so this is coming from more mechanic standpoint in terms of reconditioning cells. What you are saying is accurate, but that is a bit technical per se that I may not be able to discuss on that, you know. But what you mentioned, sometimes a cell can go bad and you can recondition it and it can work, but how long it will work for? So that's the question that I would want to ask maybe persons who sell these batteries,
you know. Let me take another call. Good morning.
She didn't answer my question here about the battery. The cost of the battery and how much battery. Use the word alleged now, I'm afraid.
All right. So the cost of the battery, based on what the gentleman spoke about a few moments ago, standard correction, range between
$15,000 to $20,000.
So here's my golden question.
Mm-hmm.
How often do you think one would need to buy a new battery?
Based on maintenance. For example, let's say that you're not maintaining the battery, not changing the filter, cleaning it, and so forth. I could say maybe it may last 5 years. I could be wrong.
It could be less.
It could be less.
So maintenance of the battery gives you a longer lifespan.
Supposed to. And remember, it's electrical. And with electrical, anything could happen. It comes just like this. You could be driving down the road, and it's nighttime, and you know that in the day that all your lights were working, and all of a sudden roadblock, and one of your lights is not working, and you get a ticket for that. Same thing with a battery, which is lithium nickel metal. It's electrical. It could be working pretty well, and all of a sudden it could conk out on you. So it have no guarantee, because why it is that, let's say, places and people who sell these different hybrid vehicles don't say, we're giving you a guarantee on this battery for 5 years or 10 years. I never heard of that.
Wow. Hello, good morning.
Morning. How are you going? Good program.
Thank you.
How are you going? That fella couldn't explain it better, but he had to be a mechanic, boy. He needs to have something, boy. He good.
You're fine. Thanks. All right. Thank you.
Anyhow, I go keep my butter bread. I want a hybrid. Let me keep my butter bread. All right.
Thank you so much. One caller is saying, this man, boy, Davy, who is this person, boy? He's speaking the gospel, boy. Who is this man? Another person is saying, Davy, what is the cost to service these cars?
Okay, so...
But before you answer that, let's take this one quickly before I forget. Hello, good morning.
Yes, Davy. To the gentleman, in the U.S., yes, they give you a certain amount of range or a certain amount of years. Depends on the hybrid you buy. But now a car is like a phone.
Mm.
A car now, especially a full plug-in car, is a phone.
Correct.
A steering. Because if you buy a Tesla, and the program that you had to get with Tesla, depends, you could wake up in the morning and Tesla decide you didn't pay X, Y, Z, and your car decide you ain't going nowhere, it can't move in.
Facts.
All right, thank you so much.
Enjoy the day.
You enjoy your day. So let's talk about the service factor. How much does it cost to service?
So,
and what does the service entail? We're talking about servicing a hybrid car, not a battery. We're talking about servicing across the board. Because what you have identified so far,
right,
is that I had to do multiple services is 12 months. So at least four times for the year. Four times.
A full service costs approximately $2,000 to $2,500. And with a service...
What?
Yeah.
Repeat, a service costs how much?
Approximately $2,000 to $2,500.
What the $2,000 is for, pal?
So, basically, with a service, you're making sure and check... Yeah, battery is most important to check with a hybrid vehicle. So, you're checking the battery, the voltage, how it's reading, and so forth. You're changing the filter, air filter, carbon filter. Also, you would be checking the underneath the suspension, because remember now with hybrid vehicles, it have a generative braking system. It's a bit different. It may be lasting longer than traditional braking system, but that needs to be checked. Also, you want to check suspension wise to see if any leaks, any boot rubber that needs to be changed. Also, you want to check the engine part as well too. So when you're thinking about a full service of a hybrid vehicle, it costs approximately that. And I mentioned about the vehicle that shut down at the highway and to change the valve unit that was giving trouble to regenerate back the battery, that costs $2,500.
I'm getting a message here. He's wrong. The companies, there are companies that are offering 7 to 8 years warranty on a hybrid battery. I don't know of any.
I don't know of any.
All right, so the gentleman doesn't know. Good morning.
I already have first education number, David. If our service is $25,000,
not $25,000.
$25,000.
$2,500.
Yeah.
$2,000.
3 and 4 for the year. I'm not talking about Caribbean Airlines, you know.
All right. We're gonna. No. How often is it was a service? No. This question I want you to think about. You're servicing your battery every 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
So that's approximately 4 times for the year or so, thereabouts.
Okay,
you
yeah.
Service the battery. What's the price of service the battery? Clean the fan, change the filter, change the...
The service on the battery is pretty reasonable.
So that about
you pay like about, let me say, $400 to $500.
$400 to $500 to clean the fan.
To clean the fan.
Change the filter in the battery. And change the filter in your AC unit.
Correct.
So about 500.
About 500.
Nothing more than that.
Yeah.
But when you're doing a general service on the entire hybrid car, like when you go, like in a regular car, right, gasoline or diesel, you change your oil filter, your air filter, sometimes you change your fuel filter. Mm-hmm. I talk about the highest extreme, right?
Okay.
Highest end of the service, you'll change plugs.
Yeah.
Of course, your oils and fluids, you'll change and all of that. That can run you at $1,000.
Correct, is right. Labor.
Labor and no, not just well, the parts to change it. Giving you on the average, you might spend $300 for 4 plugs, $300-$400, right? For $300 for 4 plugs, you pay $195-$200 for a gallon of oil.
Oil,
right? And that gallon of oil now, depending on what brand you're using, so that is $500 there. If you're changing plugs, but let's minus plugs. So you pay $200 for the oil, $45 to $50 for an oil filter.
Yeah.
You buy an air filter for about $45 as well.
Correct.
So you have like about two something so far, minus plugs. Because plugs, you don't change on every service.
No.
That is a one-off situation.
Yeah, correct.
So minus the plugs, right? You're just doing regular checkup, your oil filter, fuel filter, not your fuel. The fuel filter don't always change neither.
No.
So your oil and air filters are the two filters you change most of the times. You change the oil.
Yeah.
So that tab basically could run you at $500. And then you pay a $250 service.
Mm-hmm,
so within $700 or $750, you can service your engine.
Gasoline. Yeah.
And diesel, $800 max.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Maybe take a wash down and all that kind of thing. You check your coolant. If your coolant, again, you don't want to change coolant unless you have a leak.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right? So, so what is the $2,000, $2,500 are trying to get here now? And in a regular car, you would service every 5,000 kilometers or every 3 months, whichever one comes first.
Yeah.
All right? Some people take a 4 months and then they service. Mm-hmm. So they service like something, they service twice for the year, 3 times for the year, and they're functioning.
Yeah.
With a hybrid vehicle, can you do that?
With a hybrid vehicle, like changing the oil of the vehicle, they said like 7,000 to 8,000 kilometers.
Oh, it's 7 to 8.
Yeah, changing oil. But so, remember now, it complicated in a sense that you're running on gasoline, then you're running on hybrid. So, for example, it don't have a lot of specialized technicians on hybrid vehicles. So that's why the cost factor for labor will be more. And then now, you need to utilize your scanning tool. You need to utilize your meter to check the voltage and so forth. So you need to have some sort of electrical background as a person specialized in hybrid vehicle. So that's why, obviously, the labor will be a bit more than a traditional mechanic who is only focused and know about gasoline vehicle, who may not have a computer scanner, who may not have a meter to check the voltage of the battery to understand what the reading is supposed to be for each cell within the hybrid vehicle. So it's a bit more complicated for someone to understand and service a hybrid vehicle than a traditional mechanic who focuses on gasoline vehicles.
So we need a hybrid mechanic. Not, you can't take your hybrid car to the regular garage shop.
I say not, because they say, for example, that person don't understand hybrid vehicle and maybe switch somewhere that it's not supposed to be. Sometimes it's an electrical problem that he create. You went in good and come out with an electrical problem, and that now would lead to you maybe overheating and a fire could occur. So it's not all of the fires that happening with vehicles are because of manufacturer defect, but it could be because of the person who dealt with the vehicle don't understand the electrical part of it and created something that caused your vehicle to overheat and then lead into a fire.
Wow. Hello, good morning. Good morning. All right. One person is saying, I'm on the verge of purchasing my first hybrid. So he's bringing real understanding. How does the extra weight associated with the battery being an additional burden on the motor affect the suspension?
So hybrid vehicles are 10% more weight than traditional gas vehicles. And with hybrid vehicle, with the battery being a back, that is a weight on itself. You need to maybe look at focusing on pressing your tires regularly, and you need obviously to maybe changing tires more because the braking system is different, the acceleration is faster, the weight on the vehicle. So these things, these simple tips that I'm sharing here, people not looking at it, but in essence, you will be spending more with a hybrid vehicle because it's a child that need to be fed consistently.
Wow. Good morning.
Good morning. So in the beginning, when they talked about hybrid coming to the country and the market and that kind of thing, it would have saved customers a lot of money. But from hearing the conversation this morning, we realize all the money that you will be saving will be going back into maintenance.
Yes, and in a lump sum. So
yes,
it's like this.
You know, mentioned tires and stuff. No company never mentioned that in the advertising.
They would not, because yes, at the end of the day, the vehicles have to be sold. We bring it into the market, and you sales reps need to sell the vehicle.
Yeah, and the same, you say every 3 months, your maintenance will cost like $2,500. So the $500 you're saving every month will go back into maintenance?
Well, when I'm saying maintenance, I mean in maintenance, looking at the car its entirety, because you could just change your carbon filter, which part of the battery is located, but if now you're not checking your AC system to see if there's any leak, because the whole idea of that battery is to have it consistently cool, because anytime it's hot, that would cause it to overheat and create a fire. So you're not just servicing the battery alone, but you're servicing the entire car itself, and the cooling system is most important. With hybrid vehicles, you definitely need to be utilizing your air condition as much as possible, because if you are not, and maybe utilizing it for taxi, that is more maintenance and more consistently, because a lot of dust and particles and so forth will be getting into the hybrid lithium battery system.
Wow. Hello, good morning. Quickly, please. Because I run out of time.
Thank you very much.
Unless I can get a gentleman to stay with me after 8.
When it comes to a man pulling wool with one of these little things and don't understand, the coolant system alone, would they be where you spending $40 to go and buy a filter? That is something you're going to pick up by John Paul.
All right, well, maybe a little more. I mean...
No, when you go in the company, $250.
Well, you have the aftermarket filters.
Yeah, you have the aftermarket filters, correct, yeah.
Depends on you who want to service the car and where you want.
Where, correct, correct.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was a long time.
All right, thank you so much.
So, partner, thank you. I had a lot more to say, but thank you very much to explain them that just your cooling system alone in the car, you just don't buy coolant for the radiator, you know?
Correct.
You have a special coolant just to run through the system to keep the battery alone cool, Davy. That's one problem by itself. And in Trinidad, we just want both and get an accident and write off and fix back and tell me, I tell them I was waiting to see how this is going to play. Not like long time where you could just get in an accident and fix back the car and put it back together and receive the battery and go, you know. Enjoy the day.
You too, thanks.
Mm. You know, how environmentally friendly are these cars, and what are some of the pros? Because we have heard some things this morning that very negative. I wouldn't say negative, but factual.
Yes, yes,
facts. All right? I don't want to say negative. Mm-hmm. Folks, don't think that we was here to bash any brand or any or hybrid cars. You're still free to make your choices. But what we did this morning, and I mean, I'm running out of time, and there's so much questions I have on this WhatsApp. I don't know your timing this morning, if I could get you 10 minutes. But the thing is, what are some of the pros, if any at all, in purchasing these cars?
Well, the pros is that lower emissions, and it's environmentally friendly because obviously you're not utilizing much gas than from before.
Because especially if you're in a traffic situation,
correct,
and you stand still, you're on.
So it has that environmentally friendly aspect of it, but I think that the focus is on that, where they are selling the vehicle, but they're not telling you the other part, which is the maintenance of the vehicle, which is very
costly. So and it should be done timely,
correct.
I have another coolant, another question here, boy. Maybe the car built 5 years, exhaust, the recirculator hybrids is good, just do your maintenance as needed. One texter is saying, if I fail to do the maintenance, how long will I have with the vehicle before it shuts down?
That's something that I don't want to say because it's very tricky. It's all about how much you are driving, per se, compared to someone who just going to work from home to work to home, compared to someone who may be doing transport with their vehicle. That will be entirely different. So I don't want to give like a particular time frame that if you don't maintain the battery, maybe within 5 years you will have to purchase another battery. But the lifespan of the battery, from what researchers are saying, is like 15 to 20 years. But then after, I'm seeing persons who I know personally, after 7 years, they had to purchase a battery. So we have to wonder. And then remember, now we are at a disadvantage in the Caribbean. So we would be hearing that persons maybe abroad, maybe got 15 years, but us being in the Caribbean, tropical climate,
heat,
very hot heat, it may last 5 years, 7 years. But I would say this, a hybrid battery, a hybrid vehicle per se, is not lasting longer than a gasoline vehicle. A hybrid vehicle, from what mentioned in terms of data, it's like 100 to 120,000 kilometers before you start to get some serious problems with the vehicle. Compared to gasoline vehicles, we have seen vehicles that over 200,000 kilometers and going well. It's just simple things that you have to change, and it's based on your driving and the way how you maintain your car. It have some people who like to hit potholes frequently, and that will damage your vehicle in terms of suspension, in terms of other things as well. So maintenance is everything. So some people may say, once you maintain your vehicle, nothing will happen with your hybrid vehicle. But what is maintenance? People just saying, once you maintain, but what is proper maintenance?
Well, one person is saying, my cousin has a hybrid, 6 years now and no issues. She gets it serviced each cycle for around $1,000. Another one says, my brother had to buy a new battery within 18 months.
Look at that.
You know what?
So everybody experienced differently. And we're not talking about brands, but it have particular ones that might be better than others per se, but remember, we're not talking about brands. We don't want any company, car company, to feel any type of way, so we will mention anything.
Just dealing
about
with the hybrid vehicle.
Yeah.
One texter sent me an image of an ad on the highway right about now. 10 years or 1 million kilometers warranty on lithium battery.
10 years?
It's a big ad, I'm seeing.
Okay.
They said 10 years or 1 million kilometers. There's a big picture of an ad.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving on the highway, one company is guaranteeing you that.
That's awesome to hear, but okay.
All right. Another one says here, I'm running out of time, you know. Am I about ready for 5 minutes after?
News? Sure.
All right, so we'll keep him for 5 minutes after the newscast very quickly. He has a little time. And we'll keep him for a little 5 minutes after the news, and we will talk a little more and get some more insight before we wrap up here on this Morning Rumble with this aspect of hybrid vehicles. We take a break.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
We are still chatting very, very briefly with Mr. Antonio Prescott, lecturer at CTS College and Car Sales trainer. We're talking about the do's and don'ts in new car care. So, Mr. Prescott, one of the questions one of our texters was asking this morning, and we're giving you a chance to call us very quickly if you have a question. Hello, good morning.
Morning, Daisy, I'm going to get. With regard to the hybrid cars, I'm very suspicious of the hybrid cars because of the battery aspect of it. These batteries, whether it being fully electric or hybrid, they cost a lot, they weigh a lot, and to me, it's inefficient. And there's a push towards this electric car push. And to me, it's not an efficient one. It costs more to charge up these batteries depending on the cost of electricity in whatever region you're in. And, to me, and I've always said on this program, by the time that electric car reaches consumer, 7,000 slaves were involved in the reaping of cobalt in the Congo and various regions of the world to provide that cobalt for your electric car.
Right.
If you want to support slavery, in my opinion, buy an electric car. Thanks a lot.
All right, Paul. We're talking hybrid this morning, not electrics. All right, so 625-2257 and 627-3223. If I have a question, very quickly. Hello, good morning. Good morning.
David?
Yes, good morning.
I'm now joining the program. I did not know you had an interview going. But if we want to talk about the future, we want to talk about hybrid, we want to talk about electric, we want to talk about flying, because that is the future. Those who want to remain wedded to the combustion engine, well, they have a long thing coming. If you listen to Europe today, and the type of heat that is going on into Europe and all over the world, different type of heat taking place, it is because of the combustion engine and several other areas in which man uses the environment that causes this. We have to move away from those fossil fuels, and we have to move on to something that is less intrusive where the environment is concerned. So I would support hybrid, electric, and flying cars, because I know that those are the future. Thank you, David.
All right, thank you very much. One texter is asking, good morning, what will it cost for a complete service, parts, and labor, if you can provide an average? But before you answer that question, let's take this call quickly. Okay. Hello?
Eric, you could suffer hybrid because your money tolls. What about the poor man? The poor man has to go to do the ordinary gasoline engine or hybrid. Boy, look now.
All right.
We don't need that.
All right, somebody is saying fluid should be changed just as the coolant every 2 to 3 years. Reason brakes is the hottest. Other systems are part of the engine and exhaust. You have to understand the frictional force between pads and the rotor disc, speed, mass, and braking force. And this is a texter from Pinal. So before you answer that, let me just clear this quickly.
Good morning, Davey. I have an Optima battery in my regular car. 15 years now.
All right, so what's the average cost to service these hybrid on total parts, labor, in your best opinion?
Best opinion, it varies between the same price, $2,000 to $2,500 to service, and obviously different service centers will charge more because they would explain things more to you, which
more technical.
Yeah, technical. And obviously with that more technical explaining, they would say you need to spend this amount and that amount. But minimum $2,000.
All right.
Good morning. Okay, I just sent this message for you, Derek. That guy that's speaking about hybrid, I don't want to believe he's a professional. He don't even know the terms of the EGR valve. He given misinformation about driving long distance and short distance. Wow.
All right, so let me clear up that. What is the he says misinformation. What is this long distance and short distance in terms of using these hybrids?
Yes, so what I was saying about the long distance and short distance is that it really serves more in terms of saving when it is that you are driving long distance compared to short distance.
So is there a certain time when the car is moving, it will cut off from gas and go to hybrid?
A certain time, but I wouldn't...
We can't say exactly what point.
Correct.
But if you're driving from one state and you're just driving on a long highway going, at some point, it's going to switch to electric mode.
Correct. Yeah, and you would be saving more in terms of you driving. So
that's what
sense.
It was meant to do. Mm-hmm, but correct. Me running from Arima to Port of Spain in traffic, every minute I had to start, I had to drive traffic light here, that is what is going to continue to cost me.
Correct. So, see, the guy would mention about the EGR, and I did explain what is the EGR. The EGR is basically the exhaust generating, generating recirculation.
Right.
Basically.
So is that like what we just call
this
a sensor?
It's a valve unit.
It's a valve unit, not a sensor.
No, not a sensor.
All right. So as we conclude, somebody now saying hybrid, nothing now, boy. I'm not going through that. Good morning, Davey and your guests. I'm not seeing much benefits of using hybrids at this point in time. I believe I will stick to the use of CNG system. So in your respected opinion, if you have to make a consensus in terms of telling, advising citizens as to whether or not to use hybrid as opposed to conventional fossil fuel engines, what would your recommendation be and why?
Okay, so right now with hybrid vehicles, people will say all kind of different things. But who feeling it the most? The poor man who would purchase a hybrid vehicle thinking that he gets a new vehicle and it'll last a certain amount of time and may not have the necessary finances. Persons who have the finances, it wouldn't be a problem to them. But I would say that right now in Trinidad, we do not have so many specialized hybrid technicians who could be able to fix these vehicles. So we can't just try to force it onto consumers just like that. We still in that gasoline stage of people purchasing gasoline vehicles. So it needs to be a transition, but a transition in a slow time frame, not something that just rapid and all of a sudden all these car dealers are just bringing in hybrid vehicles and they are saying that they are professionals and so forth and they could fix this and fix that. But we are seeing problems and we are hearing consumers who are experiencing difficulties and we are hearing persons who may be not wanting to purchase a hybrid vehicle because they heard from persons who own it what sort of difficulties that they gain. So who is always right? The consumer. And I know that in sales, that at the end of the day, you have to listen to your consumer.
Good morning.
Good morning, Davey.
Morning, my dear.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
We have a, I just want to divert a little bit. We have a Nissan March, okay? The new ones on them. And what happened when we bought it, they said it only have to use premium. You cannot use super. So is it, and you know, premium does done fast. And it's a little too expensive. So could we use super? A little advice, please. Thank you.
Okay.
Well, we're not talking hybrid, but if you could answer, that'd be fine. If you could.
Okay, no problem. So in terms of premium, it's a gas that tends to burn pretty fast, but it's a gas that do not have much impurities. It's very clean. So when it is that you switch from super to premium, just like that, you would actually see a better performance in your vehicle instantly. But if you are utilizing super, you need to basically be cleaning your injectors regularly and putting treatment in your gas, alien itself, tank. So it's according to what your pocket could really measure. But I would say the best solution to do is mix it. If you could put in, let's say, $40 premium, and the next time you put in a full tank of super, and that way you will mix it and you will realize that the vehicle will tend to move a little better than usual than just focusing on just only super.
And that's a factor. Eh? And the thing with premium, it evaporates when you park up.
Correct.
It's a lighter gas, mm-hmm. and it does evaporate. So you find you're fully tank, the needle hitting the F, but you park up the vehicle, you come back and you start the car. After a whole day in the hot sun, you went to work, you come back downstairs, you realize, wait, no, the needle shift a little bit.
Yeah.
Very, very quickly, caller, very quickly.
A hybrid and a Honda, man. I don't know which one was.
Oh, God.
Oh, gosh.
Pal, we want to thank you very much, Mr. Prescott, for passing through and sharing some insight. This information, no doubt, was very valid. Most of the WhatsAppers thoroughly appreciate the information you shared, not to mention the questions we got from our callers. We want to thank you guys for really chiming in and asking these important questions. But when it comes to super and premium, premium is a lighter gas. It
Correct.
Does evaporate mm-hmm. faster.
Yes.
So you park up your vehicle and the gas evaporates, especially with the heat.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't do so if you have a cool day and it's raining a lot, you wouldn't get that evaporation. But on a hot day
mm-hmm.
and you park up your car, your gas is going to evaporate. However, you get a better performance. It accelerates faster. It It moves.
Correct.
With the premium, yeah. As opposed to the super. And if you're a car enthusiast and you're in tune with your car, you would recognize and feel the difference. So I say thank you to you, Mr. Prescott, for staying the
welcome.
Extra time.
Thank you as well.
And for sharing some insight.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.